Today's election prayer focus are the county officials. Our particular county oversees health and human services, public safety and justice, community services, recreation and culture, and government services. That's quite a bit. Some of the leaders are elected, some appointed, and some are hired through the civil process. The leaders of our county comprise of 5 board of supervisors who oversee 5 regions of the county that play a crucial role in services for residents, visitors, and businesses. They make decisions and listen to people who operate on 3 levels: city, state, and federal government. So, Father, we lift up those who are going to be elected for the county, not just the Board of Supervisors, but all the other departments therein, and for those currently that are elected and in position. We pray, Father, for our county officials that they will represent us with honor, integrity, and dignity. We pray that they will show courageous leadership to defend and advance biblical values, especially life, marriage, parental rights, and religious liberty. We thank you that your word says to submit ourselves to you, Lord, to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by you to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. So we pray for our local officials that are over the county, every one of them, whether they are an assistant manager or just a person that is an assistant in any direction, administrative, oversight, over a department, over a service. We pray, God, that you would grant them grace to face their unique challenges regarding secure voting measures, the political unrest, financial crises, law enforcement, racial division, cultural diversity, all the different things that they're trying to do, project management, the plans of the land, the fires that we are currently dealing with, and all the other, the droughts, the water distribution, air quality, and many other things that our particular county faces. We pray, God, as they hear from different people, that they will listen with accuracy. We pray, God, that those that are handling it, that the budget, that they would do it with efficiently, that they would be on boards that can make significant effective changes and improvements in our county, that they themselves would have a balance of life, work, and family, so they will be better as the leaders and decision makers, that they would have good ethical advisors, that you would grant them discernment of people who are proposing from greed rather than for good, that they would give clear communication to their constituents, that they would not forget it's about the people, that they would have high ethical standards and they would uphold them, that they would be accountable, transparent, audited by outsiders, not pressured to conform or groupthink, open to suggestions and constructive criticism. And we thank you, Father, for each one of them. And we pray that there would be a blessing over our county and that we would see such amazing things happen that only you could be glorified. In Jesus' name.